Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A jury deciding on a long prison sentence for a man who admitted to shooting a Tarrant County Sheriff's deputy.
Deputy Brent Brown was working an off-duty job as a security guard at a credit union in Fort Worth in November of 2023. Prosecutors say a man came into the business, threatened to tell her, and approached the deputy.
He walks towards him and pulls out the gun.
Bam! 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 Bam!
Four shell casings on the ground.
Deputy Brown survived the attack, and after spending months in rehabilitation, he returned to duty. Police arrested Leland Earl Williams a few hours after the shooting, after a standoff at a relative's house. He pled guilty this week to a charge of aggravated assault against a public servant. A jury decided his punishment and sentenced him to 95 years in prison. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Follow News Radio 1080 KRLD on Facebook and Instagram for polls, top stories, exclusive videos, and more.
Plenty of backups on your way to downtown Dallas, and still a trouble spot in Lewisville coming up at 5:08.
Day before the bottom drops out, much colder by Sunday. I'll have that forecast.
I'm Alan Skaya. The governor's renewing his push to get rid of school property taxes, but it may not be that simple.
In other news today, during Winter Storm Uri back in 2021, six people were killed on a very icy I-35 in Fort Worth in a massive car pileup. Now a Dallas County jury has found someone liable for millions.
And that would be Missouri-based trucking company New Prime and their driver Stephen Ritter. Christopher Vardy was killed in February of 2021 during the height of the storm. Evidence presented during the trial showed that Ritter had not received proper training to drive in winter weather and was driving the 18-wheeler way too fast on that icy road. Ritter rear-ended Vardy's vehicle, which was stopped because of other crashes in front of him. First responders reported that they had never seen a vehicle damaged quite as extensively as Vardy's. In the end, the jury awarded Vardy's family $44 million due to negligence from the crash. From the 24-hour news center, Austin, York News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Yesterday, we told you about the governor's desire to cut property taxes. Now, you might like the idea of a smaller bill, but some financial advisors say it sounds more like a wish list than a plan.
Governor Greg Abbott says he wants to eliminate school property taxes and fill the gap with revenue from the sales tax and other sources. But Meritax advisors Ryan Chismark says Abbott might be betting too hard on budget surpluses continuing.
That's just not long-term planning that we can all depend on. So I think we should redirect the conversation more in line with what historically the governor has done, which has been wonderful.
He says Abbott's already delivered some relief, but Chismark says the lieutenant governor's plan to increase exemptions could provide a more stable option.
Cap and cut doesn't work, which is why we're reassured by the lieutenant governor's plan.
He says we may not be fans of taxation, but we also need stable money for things like infrastructure, water, and police. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KURLD.
And this is the time so many people here in North Texas are receiving support to just be able to get food on the table. We know this is a tough time of year for a lot of people who are trying to get gifts for everyone that they love. For some people, the biggest gift is just being able to provide a meal to their family or for themselves.
That's why we're taking part in the KRLD Raise Your Hand virtual food drive for the North Texas Food Bank. They service 12 counties in North Texas.
We're going to be talking about the Stars in a second, but my favorite is actually a guy who played briefly with the Stars. Remember Pat Verbeek?
Oh, yeah. Scrapper.
Called him the little ball of hate.
Yeah.
See, I don't know hockey, I'll admit, as much.
Yeah, I mean, hockey, I love the terminology, like in front of the goal. Mm-hmm. Like if you're getting in front and bugging the goalie, it's called the dirty area.
Right.
So you got to get in that dirty area.
All right.
And then the other one, which I love.
With the hair, right?
The hair, absolutely. Like if your hair goes beyond the helmet, you know, like I walk
like
up
mullet?
To people all the time.
You got a
like,
mullet?
No,
yeah,
you call it nice lettuce.
Lettuce.
So they call the hair on the top of your head lettuce.
Nice lettuce.
That's a nice head of lettuce right there.
So a 945-766-1080. Keep them coming, folks. Now, the Stars, this is something that we haven't had to say too often this year. They lost last night. They played the Wild up in Minnesota. 5-2 they lost, although two of those goals were empty netters at the end. So it was actually a pretty close game. For the Stars, it was only their second regulation loss on the road this year. And we're in mid-December. Overall, they are now 21-6-5.
Yeah.
So in spite of last night, this has been a great start to the season. They've done it in spite of a lot of injuries. So we're going to bring in Gavin right now and talk about this. I will tell you this, coming off three straight losses in the conference finals, new coach, they didn't do much in the offseason. I was thinking maybe this was going to be the year that they started to slip a little. That has not happened.
No, they've responded to Glenn Gullitson and the coaching staff. It's been tremendous. Neil Graham working the power play. Elaine Nazardine, who was with the Stars last year. The penalty kills on a roll, 34 straight penalty kills in a row. That's insane. The last time, guys, that they did not get points on the road was mid-October.
Yeah.
I think October 18th.
So St. Louis.
Yeah, we're almost 2 months.
That's great.
Of not getting points on the road. This team is impressive both away and at the local barn.
And that's another thing. This team has had a lot of injuries,
yeah.
And they've overcome all of them.
Yeah, they have not been fully healthy. We have not seen a fully healthy Dallas Stars team at all this season because you remember Jamie Benn was out to start the season. So now you do have Thomas Harley back. Nils Lundqvist was out with an illness last night, but he'll likely be back on Friday. And then you lose Roope Hintz. We'll see how long. Minute and a half last night left in the game, and he takes a brutal slap shot, looks like around the ankle.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, so he's going to be down. We'll see how long. Hopefully it's just a puffy ankle that he can get over quickly.
Yeah.
Has that been a surprise for you, their depth?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that you have to give Jim Neal credit because we look at the Mikko Rantanen trade and say, wow, look how well that's turning out for the Stars. We don't look at some of the acquisitions that have happened with all these injuries and players to step in. A Sam Steele, a Colin Blackwell, drafting of Maverick Bork, Wyatt Johnston. Like, there are so many players. And then you look at, for a while, the Stars were playing without three of their starting defensemen.
Yeah.
So to have call-ups from the Texas Stars and for them to play so effectively, you know, it's really been impressive. So what happened last night, it was inevitable, and it's okay. The only thing I'll say is in the last three games, special teams are fueling this team with their run. But there's that other facet of the game, just like in football, and it's called five on five, where all the players are on the ice. Against Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh was the better 5-on-5 team. Winnipeg on Tuesday night, Winnipeg was the better 5-on-5 team. And we saw what happened in Minnesota. So I think that's one of the things that they probably need to look at.
So it's not perfection, but not bad.
And, not bad at all.
Stars doing quite well early. Gavin, thanks for coming by.
Thanks,
appreciate
boys.
Appreciate it. Gavin Spittle, host of the Spits and Suds podcast, our Stars expert. with us on KRLD. The former head football coach at Michigan, meanwhile, Sharon Moore.
I always got to brace myself for these updates here.
He's going to be arraigned today after his arrest late Wednesday. Moore, who is married with three daughters, he'd been fired earlier that day for an inappropriate relationship with a staffer on the Michigan football team. That staffer, reportedly pregnant. Then he showed up at his own house, broke the news to his wife. Then he went to the apartment of that staffer. A short time later, a 911 call was made from that apartment reporting an assault and letting police know that Moore had threatened to kill himself. 4 hours later, he was arrested.
One of the 911 operators is saying, according to our victim here, he did put a knife to his throat and ran off. Then it goes on to say he walked out with several knives and that there was a mention about U of M. Yeah,
that is CBS correspondent Jerika Duncan.
Jerika, are we getting any idea of when the athletic director and the school found out about the inappropriate relationship, alleged inappropriate relationship with the staff member?
That's the thing.
CBS Sports reports that this investigation into him actually started about a month ago. So I think we'll learn more again about that potential criminal piece at that arraignment. But as of right now, we know that the team, I'm sure, is trying to deal with this the best way they have. They still have a big game coming up, as I mentioned, in a couple of weeks. But definitely not something I think a lot of people who are close to this football team or have covered this football team would have expected.
All right, there's a lot of conspiracy theories because...
I know. What are you going to say?
Okay, because there's that national signing day. And if they fired him before those recruits signed on the dotted line, a lot of them would have jumped ship. So they say
signatures are null and void.
Yeah, and they were going to wait till after that to fire him.
Because she mentioned that the Michigan Athletic Department had been investigating this for over a month. But when did everything blow up finally?
It took no less than 90 minutes after Ohio State thumped the University of Michigan in the Big House just a couple of Saturdays ago. It took no fewer than 90 minutes for me to hear the rumor about this. No fewer than four times from four different people. Calling me up, texting me, did you hear this? Did you know that? What do you know about this? And the rumor, so nasty. I didn't want to share the details with anybody.
Because at that point, after that loss to Ohio State, this regular season's over and the signatures are valid.
Well, and another thing,
so
too,
is that there's a theory that's just, like you said, conspiracy theory.
Here's the deal, is that this was the most, I guess, prominent, not surprising secret out there. This had been rumored for months. Mm-hmm. So it's not like the university could have turned a blind eye. They had to have heard this because they were very loud. And there were people showing. I mean, I look back now at some posted stuff on Twitter.
I know.
That had a date on it of a month ago.
It had been
2 months
there.
Ago.
But then they lose to Ohio State and they pull the trigger.
And there is some thought that they didn't want him here, and this is the great escape now. They don't have to pay him this stuff. It's for cause, which is written into his contract.
And Michigan, don't forget, they are playing Texas in the, what is it, the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl in Orlando. That's their bowl game. They're playing the Longhorns.
All I know is that quarterback, I don't remember his name. He was a 5-star recruit. They landed him. He is out, I guarantee. He is hitting the transfer portal. If that might have already been known, but he, I guarantee, ain't coming back to UM next year.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.